Hey guys, what's good? What's happening? What's crack-a-lockin'? What's going on? How far now? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Conversations with Newer Podcast. Yes! Wait, you know the only reason why I'm saying welcome back to you? It's because I'm assuming you already listened to previous episodes. If you haven't, oh yeah, come on. Go back and go listen. Go catch up. What are you waiting for, man? If you're not following me on Instagram, at Conversations with Newell, how exactly do you sleep at night? Huh? Kilo, where are we at? Please follow us on Instagram to stay updated on the latest gist. I'm so excited this month because this is July and I promised I was going to be sharing my Uber driving experiences with you. This is the first time I'm saying it out there. I said it to a few friends and family here and there, but putting it out there for you to listen is my pleasure. Now, I started driving in 2017 and August was the month, exactly. And I drove for 8 months due to certain situations I was facing at the time. And so, naturally, I had the illusion that Uber driving experience was just a chill experience. You know, you're driving your car, you're in AC, chill, just be going soft work. And little did I know that I was going to be encountering a lot of things. And as we say in Nigeria these days, nothing will move Sanusi for gate. I saw it all. I heard it all. My mouth was open. Couldn't even tell the story of some of the experiences that I had. I remember one time somebody took me to a place I had no business being. As in, I was like, sometimes you go to places where you have no single business being in, but then you're looking for a 5-star rating, the customer is always right. It's like, okay, I found out if you come now. You just want, oh, nothing, if you not follow them and go to certain places. Oh, I'm cool, I just want to sit in my car. Don't worry. And you're just praying in your heart, like, God, where am I? This is like 12 midnight. I shouldn't be here, I should be home sleeping, but then you had to make this money and all that. I remember one time a guy and a girl. I was going to drop the guy off at Parkview from Lekki Phase 1 and his girl was going to Yaba. The dude was like, driver, you know what? Just be going around, you know, just be driving around in these estates in circles. I need to feel my woman a little before I get off. Now. Look, I'm a born again Christian, right? Certain things I would not condone. But I don't know. I was just really torn in between and betwixt, but I was doing my job and customer is always right. So I kind of like was driving around in circles for the guy to feel his woman, because he had said, actually, let me be very honest with you. He said he was going to pay me more money. I was like, okay, fine. Let me be driving around, because I couldn't have said, oh guy, don't feel your woman, please. I don't even know how I was going to do that. I have to be very sincere with you, till today I don't know what I should have said or what I shouldn't have said. But all I did was drive around, and I said, ah bros, why are you driving in areas where there are street lights? You should be going to dark areas. I was like, okay. Anyway, I drove the guy around, the guy paid me like 4k extra. I was like, what? I took the money shot. I was like, God, please forgive me. I don't know what I did, if it was right or it was wrong. I don't even know till today what I should have done or shouldn't have done. But I did what I did. I'm like, God, please forgive me if I did anything wrong. There was a time I took a girl somewhere. I was like, sorry, where we're going, is it bad? Is the road bad? She's like, no, the road is okay. I don't know why I was thinking she should have told me that the road was bad. For some weird reason, I don't know why. Because when I got there, that was the steepest slope, bad road, valley, as in altogether. My car was like, it was going to topple over. I was so scared. I almost got stranded. Because when I turned my car around, finally, I went into one compound that was open and turned my car around. I had a difficult time. My tire was just rolling, as in couldn't even come out because the road was muddy and it was so steep. I was like coming out of it, like my car was literally climbing out of a place. Because I just changed my shocks. I was so worried about my car. I was like, why? There are times where people drag you into disputes that you have no business settling. Just settling matter every day. Some girls go sleep over at some guy's house. The guy had not paid, and then they decided to go because the guy said, oh, I've sent it. And then she was like, okay, she walked out. When it was time to settle each other in the car,
The other one was like, he said he has sent it, but I haven't got my alert shot. The other one was like, are you mad? Are you mad? They started fighting in the car. And then they opened the car. I thought someone was going to jump out of the car. I was scared. I mean, I was like, why are you opening the door? She threw out whatever she had in her hands out of anger. I was like, why would you do that? She was like, driver, excuse me. If somebody says that they've paid you and you've not sent the alerts, will you leave? I was like, no, I wouldn't leave. She was like, thank you very much. I mean, this Lagos, sleeping with different men every different night. I mean, what do you mean? How can this girl be so stupid? Blah, 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 blah. They were so angry. I was like, I'm sorry, guys. Calm down a little bit. The money will come. I started being a mediator to something I had no business mediating. Anyway, there was a time I took a guy who could barely speak. He had a speech impediment, but we had to somehow find our way to his location. There, I had to engage the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm like, God, please help me understand this guy and take him to his destination. It was a very wonderful experience. And guess what? I not only took a crash course in talking to someone who couldn't really talk, could barely speak, I couldn't hear anything. You can't make out what he was saying. But then I ended up having a conversation with the dude. I realized that the guy could understand what I was saying. And then once I could pick out what he was saying, then we're good to go. So all the way from Chevron to Berga, real long ride, like at least 1 hour plus when the road is free. But then will the road be free? So we're talking. I had a conversation. I was like, man, now I can speak. I mean, I can talk. I can learn any language. I started learning Spanish. Started learning Mandarin. Because I can learn any language. I can do all things. You know, it was a wonderful experience. There are times where people will claim like big boy, for me big boy. And every time I say, I'm sorry, my network is bad. My network is bad. I can't send them, but just call me out. Me, it's more money now. It's not 1,000. I'll send it to you now. I'll send it to you. I'm like, dude, it's my money. Please try and send it right now. I'm waiting. You're like, for 1,000, what's your own problem now? I'll send the money. By the time I drove out of the place, man, voicemail. I never heard from the guy. I even saw him one day later. I was like, should I just jam this guy? Like, let me just jam him. He's mad. Can't he be owing me? I said, we're trying to make this money, man. We're trying to make this money, man. And this will be owing me. And people owed me, like three people. There was a time where one guy didn't have money at all. I drove him from morning till night. And then he was like, finally, I had to drive him to the ATM. I got angry because I dropped him off at the end of the trip. So he was no longer my client. I got really angry. I was like, dude, use this ATM and give me this money now. Or what you will see, you will not believe it. You know, now Port Harcourt, we get ginger. I shout, I give him my Port Harcourt accent. Oh, but you go see how I run. You go see how I run if you don't pay my money now. That was afraid. Brought out my money. I think what the whole bill was like 11,000 something. Man, we had all these experiences. I just want to give an introduction. That's why I'm just rushing through the stories today, just telling you, oh, this is what happened. Oh, this is what happened. This is what you're going to be expecting. Next week, I'm going to be telling you stories of people who decided that, why don't you come upstairs and let's have a good time, like Hollywood style. Do you want to come upstairs for coffee or something? I'm like, she's like, my husband is not around. I was like, thank you very much. God bless you. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I'm going to tell you our stories where people left paraphernalia in the car as evidence. And they now call you to bring it back. So people are funny in this Lagos. Stories where some people were running away from the police. People were doing all nasty things. As in, I saw things, man. I got insulted. I got shouted upon. People would use me and pose, call me, come on front as my driver and bring this thing for me. Some people will leave money in my car. Money. I said, when I call you, bring the first bundle. I'm like, money that can buy me a new car. I'm not talking about joke money. We saw things. Please listen this morning. Me and Ona, I'm going to be telling it all. I will speak, I will rat-a-tat. I will voice it all. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to stay tuned. You can't miss anything. I will be sharing interesting stories. Remember, we're just having fun. It's not that deep. Just come have fun. Signing out.